I did ask people to phone in with their memories of Les, and we're now joined by Tracy Dawson, Les Dawson's widow, who's on the line. Tracy, good evening.
This is...
Oh, good evening, Ian.
Good evening. Well, it's delightful to hear from you. What would you like to say?
Well, I'd like to is it Louis?
Louis.
Barth?
Louis. Hello.
Louis. Louis Barth. You were definitely not born in Carlyhurst, were you, Louis?
No,
with
I
a
know.
Name like that.
Yeah.
I obviously quite a shock when I read the papers on Sunday, because you know, I'm Les's widow and the family, and I didn't even know anything about this book.
So you didn't get the letter I sent you about 2 years ago?
No, I didn't.
Right.
No.
And you didn't get the copy of Turned Out Nice Again I sent you at the same time?
No.
Right.
No.
Lytham St Anne's
I've
Post...
never spoken, but,
Lytham St Anne's Post Office really do need a larruping for that.
Yes. And you're on, actually, the show that we put out for Christmas. Mm. And I actually said to the producer, who are you? I didn't even know who you were.
I said the same to myself.
Yeah. I read the book, you know, obviously this book cannot be complete because it's not authentic.
Right.
You've just actually, you've written about the two autobiographies that Les wrote, so some of it's Les's words and some that you've picked up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, very disappointed, really, that you hadn't been in touch.
I sent you emails, I sent you letters, I sent you a copy of
I have a secretary who looks after my... I have a PA who looks after me, and I haven't really got anything of that. I just feel, you're a journalist. As far as Les's fans and the media and the public, you know, I think the book that I will be doing, will be more...
That's what this comes down to, isn't it?
No, it doesn't, actually.
Really? No?
Because I haven't done it, no.
No, okay.
The private Les is inaccessible to the author, which is you. So you didn't really know the Les. Did you meet Les Dawson?
No.
No, I didn't think you had.
No.
But
I know an awful lot of people who worked with him, and an awful lot of people who adored working
with him. Yeah, David Knobbs. I know David. I know I keep in touch with everybody.
Right, so didn't any of them tell you that they'd been interviewed for this book?
No, I even spoke to the producer and director
Which
of the
one?
Show that came out at Christmas.
Yeah, Charlie.
That you were on. And
yeah,
Charles, and he said that you didn't know anything about it, so...
I didn't know anything about what?
I spoke to them on Sunday that you were writing this book when you were on the show.
Charlie knew that I was writing the book.
Oh,
Charlie
well,
knew the book
well.
Was coming out.
Tracy,
the production company asked me what the title of the book was so they could put it on the caption when I came up.
Mm.
Well, Tracy, clearly you're not very pleased that this book is appearing.
I think it's given the wrong impression, and I think the headlines in the Express...
Oh, God, I hate it. Tracy, look,
because it's not the Les I know and love,
Tracy, please!
No, Louis, come on,
I'm sorry, I don't like the headline in the Express either. I sent really, really snotty emails to the Express about that headline.
Mm.
If you... You haven't read the book, have you? You've read the Express extract, which is
No, actually. I was sent the book. I got it in the post this morning.
Right. So you've read it today?
Yes, I read it today.
Right.
And, you know, I've got a daughter who was 8 months old when Les died.
Yes.
Was on tour, the play, and she's had all the press.
Foreigners.
Handling her. Yes, that's right. Yeah. She's coming down to Lowestoft.
Yeah.
Yeah, and... you know, the press is saying, well, what do you think? And Charlotte said, well, I don't know anything about it.
Well,
I
tried to make contact with you. I assumed you didn't want to be involved.
Tracy,
I did all that I could.
Tracy, I mean, Louis, I don't know how much of the programme you've heard, but I mean, Louis is clearly a fan of Les.
Of course, yes. Yes, we all are. I think
Tracy,
I'm
a historian of light entertainment.
I've actually looked you up today on the internet, so I do know that you've done some books on Eric Morecambe.
No,
it's
I haven't.
Fine. I mean, you haven't.
No,
right,
I wrote a book about the entire history of TV light entertainment that has Eric Morecambe on the cover.
Yeah,
but we don't judge books by their cover, do we?
Well,
definitely not. Well, no, Les never did.
Well, Tracy, thank you so much for phoning in. Well, Louis, that was a bit of a surprise, it has to be said.